Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Creams and serums are made of 70% water, 15% preservatives and emulsifiers, leaving only around 15% for the active ingredients that your skin needs. But luckily now, there's Fiber Skincare.
15 years ago, the scientists behind Fiber Skincare started working on nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. You know, I saw that in Three Body Problem. Mm. 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping the nanofiber around oil or liquid-based ingredients. This means they can deliver 5 times the active ingredients compared to creams or serums, as there is no need for water, preservatives, or emulsifiers.
The first formulation made with this technology is plant-based, anti-wrinkle. It's a set of patches that you use over a series of 7 days. You just put these on whenever you would apply your serums, and your skin is going to feel tighter in 10 seconds. And over the seven-day program, it has been clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by, get this, 19.4%, a very precise percentage. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee. If your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they're going to give you your money back, no questions asked.
You get the tighter skin guarantee with this 7-day routine. Tighter skin or your money back. Get a 15% discount code by using the discount code GAME. That's Fiber Skincare.
It's the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses. This is the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses.
Welcome to Game of Roses. This is Pace Case.
This is Bachelor Clues, and you might be asking yourself, wait a minute. What is this? What's this episode that's coming out right now? They've already done 2 episodes this week. What am I about to hear? Well, something very special happened today. We've had a long-standing goal on this show to appear on the Clickbait podcast. And today, it happened. In a manner of speaking, we were not actually there, but the hosts of Clickbait did have about a 5-minute conversation about our podcast, which was spurred on by the Vanity Fair article that came out about us earlier this week. And so we thought we would just do a little tiny digging deeper, not a full one, but a tiny digging deeper on the 5 minutes that they discussed our show and how we position The Bachelor as a sport. And we thought it might be fun to insert ourselves into the conversation as though we were on Clickbait.
Our dream has come true in a way. I mean, congratulations, Clues. Is there anything we can't manifest?
At this point, no. I believe all of our dreams will come true. But if you are affiliated with Clickbait, if you are a host of Clickbait listening to this or a producer, please know we would love to come on Clickbait to have this actual conversation and not have to edit one out of things between two podcasts. But I think hopefully everyone will enjoy what we're about to do. It should be pretty fun. And it was an honor to be discussed by Clickbait, one of the official Bachelor Nation podcasts. We really couldn't be happier about it. So, without further ado, this is
Digging Deeper.
Okay, for all of you who have heard of Digging Deeper before, this is a little mini dig. You know how it works. We're going to play a clip, and then we are going to discuss it. Now, it should be noted, what we're about to play is the full 5-minute conversation that they had with no pieces taken out, but we are going to pause here and there to insert ourselves into the conversation. Again, as though we were really there. But we were not. I need you to understand, we were not on clickbait as people.
We were not on clickbait.
The idea of Game of Roses was on clickbait, though, which I take as us being on it, theoretically.
Yes.
Okay, here we go. So we're going to begin now.
Again, kind of going into this, I don't know, portraying ourselves in, you know, the best light, not because we're acting, but
being aware,
just being aware. I actually think that this next clickbait is really, really funny because how we've been talking about people analyzing every single move we make and body language and whatnot, there is now people saying that The Bachelor is the fastest growing professional sport in America. And this is comical to me because it might be true for some people, as we have noticed, like some people go on the show to, like, you know, advance themselves in their career or whatever it may be.
Tayshia, I'm very happy that you find it comical. I'm glad that we brought some humor to your life. But, you know, I would just remind you, I mean, you guys did receive bumps in your career as a result of appearing on the show. In fact, we're all on clickbait right now in your studio talking to you on the podcast that Bachelor Nation produces. So it may be comical, but it's true. Playing in this sport does get you a bump in the career if you play it properly.
Yeah. I mean, Tayshia, I'm so happy to finally be sitting down with you. It's truly an honor. I'm a huge fan. I agree with Clues. I am very happy that we brought you this sense of joy. And also, congratulations on the 1.8 million Instagram followers. You were the first Black player to get over a million, and we were tracking that down to the single digit followers at the time, and we are very happy that you were able to do that. But yeah, I agree with Clues that, you know, this is your job now, right? There has been an advancement. You have advanced via The Bachelor.
I mean, Tayshia, you're in the health and wellness space, right? And I'm sure with your 1.8 million followers, you're doing a lot better in that space because of your appearance in the game, because of your high level play. And you are one of the best players. Mm-hmm. Do not get us wrong there. We could get into details. We've already done it. We did a whole episode about your rookie season on Colton Underwood's season 23 of The Bachelor, and you were outstanding. Your play was magnificent.
Yeah, super subtle. You should definitely check that out if you get a chance. Tayshia Adams, all-star gore episode.
But the fact is, like, this podcast, Game of Roses, has basically created a game for us that, or like an algorithm that if we do these certain things, we can advance ourselves and get to a certain part.
Tayshia, just hearing you say Game of Roses is a beautiful, like, life goal that I have achieved, and thank you for that.
And Tayshia, I mean, it's a huge compliment that you think we created this game, but it wasn't us. It's the producers of the show who have created over the past 19 years, and we're just analyzing it. We're basically sports reporters about this, you know? All the little elements of the game, the algorithm, as you call it, we just recognize it. We're just reporting on it.
Yeah.
It was created by, ultimately, Mike Fleiss in the very beginning, and then 19 years worth of different producers coming in and out and augmenting certain things like first impression roses or group date roses or one-on-one date roses. All these elements that have come together. By the time you played in season 23, the game was set and you may only be aware of the contemporary game, but throughout history, it has gone through massive change. That algorithm has been developed through years of trial and error by these producers. But again, thank you so much for the high compliment that we created the algorithm. I wish that was true. We'd be a lot richer.
We definitely didn't create the game, but we have created these metrics for measuring the game and the various strategies for how to get to that point. So I guess in some ways, you know, creating the RQ, the Rose Quotient, yes, we did create these metrics. So I will take that compliment.
Yeah.
That we had some way of creating it. And by the way, Tayshia, that top is absolutely stunning. You're a style icon. I am excited for us to be best friends.
But, I mean, they give us points for, like, pulling a PTC, which is a personal tragedy card, or analyzing our haiju. Is it huju or huju, which is a hug jump? Mm-hmm. Which basically gives us more points to see, like, you know, if the person's going to be into us, if we're going to make it really far, all that kind of stuff. I don't really know. This is weird to me. I don't think too much about it. I don't think it's a game.
I agree. I think it's I think it's all
very
bullshit.
Intriguing.
I think it's all. I think it's all bullshit.
Whoa, Joe, grocery store Joe, bullshit. We're not giving any of you points, by the way. The game is giving you points. No. If you perform these things, if you do a PTC, if you do a good huju, you'll get screen time. Those are the points. And then you get Instagram followers, or you move through the game when you play a good PTC and the lead gives you a rose. We are not giving anyone points for anything. We are just analyzing the play. And to say that it's bullshit invalidates 19 years of the show being on the air, Joe. I'm so sorry to say.
That was rough. Joe, to hear you say that, it... you know, this isn't what I imagined for our first conversation with you, but I don't think that we're bullshit. But yeah, there's no points. I mean, the points would be the roses, the, you know, the various prizes that you can get, touching sand, etc. And Joe, you were on Bachelor in Paradise after being a night one guy. Like, in many ways, you revolutionized the game and showed that through a pure 4TRR night one performance, you could get Bachelor Nation on your side and touch sand and then end up in a relationship with a Bachelor Nation powerhouse, Kendall Long, and end up hosting Clickbait.
Joe, I mean, I would say you're the most successful night one guy in the game's history in terms of 100%. Your post-game play and even your play within Paradise. So I don't know. I mean, you may view it as bullshit, obviously. Everyone's entitled to their opinions and how they see it. I see it the other way, Joe. I think you're, again, as Pacecase just said, a revolutionary night one guy. You really changed the game, changed the face of the sport. Yeah. What a night one guy can even do. So I congratulate you for it. Again, you can see it as bullshit. I view it as a stellar performance.
And Tayshia, back to what you were saying about analyzing our haiju or huju hug jump, that gives you more points. I mean, it does give you points if you're executing the huju well and you're helping to build that chemistry game. I'm glad that you don't think it's a game, that you were very 4TRR, but you did play the game very well.
And I would also say, Tayshia, you know this probably better than anyone else. The producers love hujus. We know Lauren Lyondyke has openly said that they helped her practice her huju and wanted her to do it. Many players have talked about how producers want you to do these things. And if you comply with what they say, again, Tayshia, you got to know this and you don't have to answer. I get it. But you have to know that if you do what producers want you to do, they're going to put you on camera. You're going to get that screen time. You're going to go further in the game.
I know that the huju, it might seem weird to you at first, but if you go back and you watch all the seasons, like, it is a consistent part of this game.
Certainly in the Paradise era, which all of you here on Clickbait played in, the huju didn't come in until season 6. Mary Delgado, who's a player that maybe you guys don't know, but she revolutionized the game back in season 4 and season 6. 6 is when she created the huju. And then we saw it escalate with players like Melissa Rycroft.
Oh my God,
adding flourishes to it that we had never seen before in early seasons, all the way up to, no offense to anyone in this room, but Kelsey Weir is the grand champion of all huju. She does the best that we've ever seen in Pilot Pete's season 24.
Joe, do you feel like it's bullshit because you didn't huju? You didn't get to huju?
And we get it. You can't answer. You can't answer these questions. We get it. NDAs and everything. We understand. Anyway, yeah. We just wanted to make that
totally.
Point, but
well, when I was reading this clickbait, I was thinking, like, as someone who was on the show, if I actually thought like this, then it would not be about my connection with this person, which
exactly
we are going to hope that that's what really takes you far and not hitting these points that they're saying that you should hit. And if you really thought about it, like, because this is complete competition is the way that this is, it sounds like they're talking about it. And I went in with complete connection. Just that is my driving force. Now, did some people go in with strategy? Sure. And does that possibly make them go far? Maybe. On The Bachelor, it seems like more than The Bachelorette, because women just sniff out that type of stuff, I think, better than men do, you know? True. It's just my opinion. Joe, you can come at me on that later.
I was just going to say, Joe?
Oh, I got something to say. I'm just waiting. Yeah. I'm listening. Yeah,
of course you do, boo-boo. Of course you do.
It's detrimental, I think, to the process, to the real process. If you're really looking for someone, if you are going into this being like, this is a competition, I'm taking these bitches down, this is what it is. It's like, no, my whole focus was, do I feel connected to this human?
Thank you. Every time
we get a time together, do I feel more connected? And if I don't, then I'm worried about that. I'm not worried about these other chicks. I'm worried about our connection, you know, right?
Natasha, you bring up an excellent point. You went into the game playing primarily to one of the four audiences, the lead. You were worried about your connection with the lead, and that is a valid strategy. Plenty of players make it super far in the game. And we're by no means saying that real emotion can't exist in the game. In fact, that's what makes it interesting. It's the fact that all the players do get emotionally involved with the lead in best case scenarios and with each other and with the producers, and then ultimately parasocially with the fourth audience, us, Bachelor Nation, who's watching all this on TV and through social media. But the thing you're discounting is those other three audiences, which do exist. You have to admit, Natasha, the producers are there. The other players are there. And you do have to deal with them. And how you interact with them affects your run in the game as well.
I mean, look, I really like, Natasha, how you're saying that you were going for completely for connection, not for this competition. Like, that was definitely evidenced by you had a limo exit, Blandy, as we all know, which is, you know, generally seen as a very 4TRR limo exit type. But you do acknowledge that some people do go in with strategy and some of those people do make it far. Look, Natasha, you're talking about your, what we call first audience game. This is that you were playing just to The Bachelor, just to PP, Pilot Pete. And that strategy is valid. And I do think that in prior eras, you could do this single audience strategy. But now we are in the professional era. You do need a four audience game, which is you're playing to The Bachelor, you're playing to the other players, you're playing to the producers, and you are playing to Bachelor Nation. And the players who do this four audience strategy, we see them go far. We see them make Final Four. We see them on Sand. We see them as the next crown. The level of competition has ticked up, even since you played the game. Natasha, you also bring up a good point about how strategy might work better in The Bachelor than Bachelorette, that women sniff out that type of stuff better than men do. I think that that has played out in the FIMP Rose recipients in the statistics of those tend to be ring winners much more on The Bachelorette than The Bachelor. So I do appreciate that you are like a student of this game, as we are.
Yeah, the differentiation between Bachelor and Bachelorette is that's high-level analysis of the game because most people don't make that. But statistically, it certainly bears out that these are different games and the players on The Bachelor are much better than the players on The Bachelorette, generally speaking, at sniffing out the people who are there just for strategy, like you said, but about a lot of other things as well.
So Joe, what are we going to say?
All right, here's just the bottom fucking line, okay? Here's the bottom line, okay?
Okay.
People that go far on the show, people that that do well, in my opinion.
And going far meaning top four, top
going
three?
Going far,
top
yeah, let's go top five, right? People that go further on the show are usually people that A, the lead is attracted to, B, the lead actually sees a future with. Mm-hmm. In turn, those contestants, I'm going to call them contestants because that's what they are, I guess, whatever. That's what I'm calling them.
Yeah.
They go far by for those two reasons. And then also being as honest as they could be about their feelings. And the producers in the show, they watch that and they see, oh, I believe this person. I think this person's being real. And usually those are the people that always make it towards the end. Anybody else playing the game of I'm going to play this card, the victim card, whatever card you're going to play? Sure. Is it going to get aired? Most likely, because guess what? It still is entertainment and you need to find things that are entertaining. But those people always fade out and then you always hear them say it wasn't fair, yada, yada, yada. It's always the same fucking story. The people that go far is who the person who is the lead is into. That's it.
Joe, you seem a little heated, and that's okay. We're talking about important stuff here. But I would like to bring up that you haven't played through a full season of the main game. You've played through a season of Paradise, and what you're saying might be more true there than it is in the main games of Bachelor and Bachelorette. You haven't seen what producers do in late seasons to players on the main games, and it's not about who the lead has a connection with. We know from countless interviews with leads like Nick Viall, like Sean Lowe, that the lead very usually selects who they want to win their ring or the top three-ish players on night one, and then every other player is dismissed from the show in an order that the producers put together. So you have to play to the producers as well. A straight 4TRR, I am here for the lead only strategy, doesn't actually get you far. And if you look at past seasons, most recently like PP, Hannah Seles, Madison Pruitt, were those really the players that he saw a future with that he was most interested in? Because immediately after his season aired, he then got together with his fifth place finisher, Kelly Flanagan. So then the top five also, Joe, is not really a thing. It's top four, ring, and crown. Those are the three statistical designations that mean anything in terms of going to Paradise, getting a million followers, having more screen time, getting more SponCon.
Also, this implication that only the people with the real connections make it far. I don't know, Joe. We have had villains win the show before. Vienna Girardi, season 15. Courtney Robertson, season 16. Both ring winners. Both had villain edits. And especially Courtney almost outwardly was saying that she was playing a game and that she had no competition. The other women weren't competitors for her. We also have Corinne Olympios getting a hometown date on Nick Viall's season. Did Nick Viall see himself getting married to Corinne Olympios? I don't know. Joe, when you are saying the bottom fucking line is that the top five are people the lead is attracted to and sees a future with, sure, I think maybe the attraction level, you do have to have a strong chemistry game to get that far. And we do see most villains go home before hometowns. But another thing that you're saying about them going far is that they're honest. They're as honest as they could be about their feelings. And this is something that I don't know, we didn't talk about in that Vanity Fair article, but that is something that we also have studied, which is your upping of your love levels. And players that don't up their love levels don't tend to go far.
And Joe, I'd also ask you, when you're saying things like go far and top five, go far in what? Top five in what? You're implying a hierarchy, a levels of finishing in something. Isn't that a game? The language you're using to describe this, even saying contestants means they are in a contest. So even the way that you are talking about it on a subliminal level, you're accepting that this is a game. This is a sport.
They're also probably taking out the love.
They are at this point. It's like they're giving me points and saying like, I'm going to be with this person if I have a good hooju. I'm sorry.
Wrong. And they take it and they're taking out the love because they probably think it's so ridiculous to actually find love on TV.
Not
but
possible.
Guess what? It is possible because Tayshia, Zach, hey, what's up? And there's so many others, right?
Oh, very much so.
And we have Jared coming up too.
Obsessed with my fiance and I found him on the show.
Yeah.
Natasha, thank you so much for bringing up this point, because a lot of people make this mistake and think that by analyzing the game elements, we are completely removing the possibility of there being real emotional connection, and that's not true. Again, Sean Lowe, Catherine Lowe, happily married, they have children. Tayshia, you and Zach are one of the greatest couples that have ever fucking come out of this game.
I love Zaysha. I love you guys together.
Absolutely. We think you're going to last forever and have a million babies or however many you want. But
five.
In order for Zach to get to that point with you, he had to win that game. He had to beat everybody else. You had to send the other guys home. And yes, it's based on your connection with him, but it's also based on how the producers are arranging things. And same thing with Catherine, with Sean Lowe. We are saying that the thing that makes this sport interesting is real emotion is involved. How you are treating each other is a part of this game. We are in no way saying that the competitive element of it takes out the emotional element. We are saying they are one and the same.
Tayshia, you and Zach, Zaysha, I think you are an iconic couple. I believe that your love is real. I am rooting for you guys to be endgame. But in order for you to have these real emotions and fall in love, Zach did have to win screen time with you. He did have to win time with you, these conversations where you got to know each other, where you did hear his PTC, his multiple PTCs, and really that helped you understand his backstory and helped you fall in love with him because you had seen what he had been through and how he had come out the other side and how he was a much stronger person. We definitely, I know, like, the way we talk about it can seem scientific of a sorts, but we definitely think there's real love and real emotions in this. And that's something that can develop if you are able to get that screen time, if you're able to perform the steals, to be able to talk to somebody, if you're able to open up and let down these walls, which are a huge part, especially of what you were asking from the guys on your season, Tayshia, is you wanted them to open up and be vulnerable. And Zach was able to do that. And that's why you were able to have this love story.
Yeah, Tayshia, imagine if Zach had done what we call turtling, which a guy named Ben Smith did on your season, where you don't open up, you don't steal, you don't get time with the lead. And what happened to Ben on your season? Too little, too late. He came back, told you that he loved you, and it did not matter. He was out of there. What if Zach had done the exact same thing? Would you still be with him? Probably not, because you have to make these plays in the context of this game that is set up over 10 rounds. Obviously, your season was not 10 rounds because of the Dale Moss effect that came in and destroyed the season halfway through. And so you got kind of a truncated version, which we felt was a insult to you. Honestly, we really wanted to see you get a full season. But nonetheless, it's fantastic that you found Zach, that you guys have such a great connection. But he did have to win that game.
Anyway, moving on. I would say that...
Sum it up, yeah, first, baby.
People that... Well, I kind of lost my train of thought, I'm not going to lie. People in the top five, there is an actual connection. The person, yes, even if you do spill your heart out and have like this quote-unquote tragic story, you know, that can actually bond somebody with you. It's so much deeper than all of this kind of stuff. I don't know. I don't like these people. I don't like this.
Let's move on to the clickbait of the week, shall we?
Yes. Joe is not happy.
Just a sec. Joe, before you move on to the clickbait of the week, you know, Tayshia, I heard you almost say that you don't like these people, and that's fine. You can have whatever opinion you have about us, but please know we love you. We love all three of you and all the players of Bachelor Nation because we really do feel that you are professional athletes performing at a high level in what is the most complex sport in the world. The thing that makes this better than baseball or football or hockey is the emotional component. The very thing that you guys are saying is in it and that you believe we don't see is there, we do see it's there, and that's why we love it. Mm-hmm. Because what you have to do to make it through this game is it's just so much more complex than hitting a ball or running on a field. It is really a high wire act that we're seeing different players start to get better and better at as this show has been on longer. And you're now seeing players like Hannah Sluss, Madison Pruitt, who have grown up watching this show since they were 0 years old, and they are indoctrinated into the way that the game is played. Whether they're objectively aware of that or not, it's still coming through in how they play.
Yeah, Tayshia, I actually do feel like you heard me in the last thing that I was saying about how your tragic story can bond you to somebody. So I feel like we are making progress. I hear you. You're saying I don't like these people. Maybe you feel like we are diminishing you in some way. And I apologize for that. That's truly not our intention. We do like you. I encourage you to check out the rest of our body of work to get more familiar with what we do. Check out our Gore All-Stars episode that we did all about your rookie season on the Colton Underwood. We really admire the work that you've done in this game and the fucking records that you continue to set. You are one of the most important players in Bachelor Nation history, and I'm looking forward to seeing what you end up doing with this platform. What's the future for Zaysha? And, you know, even if you don't like us, I am honored that you talked about us on your podcast. And at least, you know, we're open to discussing these ideas.
And, you know, before you guys move on to the clickbait of the week, if you want to have us back, we would love to come back. Thank you so much for having us on. This is a huge thing for us because we've been trying to cover this game objectively for a long time. And it's good to know that the players are listening. So that was it. That was our approximation of what it would have been like had we actually been on clickbait. We hope you guys enjoyed it. And, you know, who knows? Maybe we will actually get to go on there to have this conversation in a real way in the very near future. That would be fantastic. But thank you, clickbait, sincerely for, you know, having that conversation. It didn't seem like maybe anyone on clickbait has ever listened to our show and doesn't know exactly what we do. It seemed like they were kind of reading the headlines out of that Vanity Fair article, which is fine. But if you do want to understand a more nuanced level of exactly how we break it down like a sport, just listen to any one of the episodes that we've put out in the past year and a half and see what we're about.
Yeah. And I think that would be a really good exercise just in terms of the concept of clickbait. Like, you guys read the headline, they read the headline, they read the article, but looking deeper under the surface into what we were getting at, what we have been doing with our lives, you know, I think the show might benefit from a deeper dive.
But thank you all for joining us, and we will be back next Tuesday with coverage of what appears to be the women tell all now. Do we have that? Is that confirmed?
I think so. It looks like that.
Oh, shit.
Bachelor promogram.
So we will see what kind of plays all of the players from this season can make in a final bid for Paradise, which in many of these players' cases, it will be their last screen time before those decisions are made behind closed doors by producers about who gets to touch sand and in what order they will be featured. And before we go, as always, what is the Dwabat?
It has been 6,912 days without an Asian bachelor. Praise be clickbait.
Please rate this podcast. Please review this podcast. Please get a friend to listen to us. And then please rate this podcast. Please review this podcast. Please get a friend to listen to us. And then please rate this podcast. Please review this podcast. Please get a friend to listen to us. And then
we're almost through the second month of this year, but that doesn't mean that you should forget about those New Year's resolutions, your new goals, especially your skincare goals. Small, easy changes in your routine can have amazing results. And your secret weapon should be Dime Beauty. I've been using this stuff. Look at me.
Look at my face, pace case.
You're glowing.
How young do I look? Tell me. Tell me the number.
That's a pace case glow. You look like a little baby.
Thank you. That's the look I'm going for. And I put the stuff on at night, Dime's eye cream. And then they have a dewy day cream that I also use. And this is the result.
I've literally never used a moisturizer before. Mm-hmm. I've always had oily skin, but now it's getting to that time. And I made one of my New Year's resolutions to be to do my skincare routine. And I'm using the dewy day cream in the morning. I keep it on the left. Using the restorative night cream, I keep it on the right. It's bim, bam, boom. I know which one to use. And now my face is moisturized all the time. And it's so nice.
You look like a baby as well.
Thank you. I was waiting for it. A little slow. But this takes the guesswork out of the routine. So this is part of the work system, the two moisturizers. There's also a sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream. I can't wait to try that one as well. Dime has over 2 million happy customers and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars.
This year, love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com. Creams and serums are made of 70% water, 15% preservatives and emulsifiers, leaving only around 15% for the active ingredients that your skin needs. But luckily now, there's Fiber Skincare.
15 years ago, the scientists behind Fiber Skincare started working on nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. You know, I saw that in Three Body Problem. Mm. 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping the nanofiber around oil or liquid-based ingredients. This means they can deliver 5 times the active ingredients compared to creams or serums, as there is no need for water, preservatives, or emulsifiers.
The first formulation made with this technology is plant-based, anti-wrinkle. It's a set of patches that you use over a series of 7 days. You just put these on whenever you would apply your serums, and your skin is going to feel tighter in 10 seconds. And over the 7-day program, it has been clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by, get this, 19.4%, a very precise percentage. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee. If your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they're going to give you your money back, no questions asked.
You get the tighter skin guarantee with this 7-day routine. Tighter skin or your money back. Get a 15% discount code by using the discount code GAME. That's Fiber Skincare.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.